This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swung on hit high in the air. Deep to center field, way back, it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. I'm here. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York, March 11th. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, doing the KM to 2 a.m. I'll be on late this whole week. And then next week, I'll be in spring training. So you'll get a break from me. You'll get a little break. I think the boy Al Cintron will get his opportunity to pinch hit, to jump in. That's always cool. I rock with Al, you know. He's just real New York. Really about his teams, and he came in similar to me. He came out of nowhere. Like, I remember when he first did his show, I listened, and I was like, okay, we got a black guy and a Boricua. Look at that. Look at the future. And, you know, he's had some good moments, obviously, in the, I don't know if he's even been here. I think he's been here a year. Yeah, he had to be, because I think Spike is responsible for bringing him in and me. And, you know, Al has had moments from the Juan Soto signing to, you know, his Commanders and even with the Knicks. And that's my segue into we are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. 133-104. There's the first win out West. And it was an impressive win out West and a much needed win out West. The Knicks' largest lead was 35 points. The Knicks shot 53% from the field. They hit 22 threes. They hit 55% of their threes. But the thing is, they played the defense that you need them to play. I know, Sacramento, I know. Sacramento is like barely above 500. It's whatever. It's still the NBA, and they're still doing this without Brunson. They're still doing this you know, away from home and knowing what they're up against. Mitchell Robinson was a plus 26. When I'm looking at this box score, his plus is all through. Mikal Bridges plus 29. OG Anunoby plus 23. Like, I mean, they went out there and did what they had to do. Karl Anthony Towns leads all scorers, but everybody that was out there that started was in double digits. And guys are knocking down threes. Still need Mikal Bridges to be a little bit better shooting the three, but you're getting Josh Hart now. Josh Hart knows. Right, that video went viral, a cat being like, shoot it. He's got to shoot. He goes 4-for-6 from deep. Miles McBride, 4-for-5 from deep. OG 3-7, Carl Anthony 3-6. Shoot the three, shoot the J. Shoot it. So Knicks fans, call, weigh in, tell us how you're feeling. They're not going down without a fight. They lose their captain. They lose arguably the best player on their team. They're not closing up shop. Yeah, we know he's not out for the season. He might be out for the regular season, but good to see the Knicks get off the mat after a little bit of rest, and they still have the Trailblazers to go beat. And then how nice would it be if they actually go into the Chase Center and punch Draymond in the face and some way find a way to, you know, get Steph Curry to chill. You got 5 minutes out of Tyler Kolek tonight. I know people were calling for that. PJ Tucker was there, but he didn't get on the floor yet, little DMP. But yeah, they emptied the bench, and it's good for the Knicks fans to see a win in that fashion on the road without Jalen Brunson, and a couple of question marks answered. Speaking of question marks answered, shout out to EJ from the Bronx. EJ Bronx NYY fan said, during the break, we were trying to figure out the Cole stuff with the insurance. The Yankees do have insurance on Cole's $36 million. It's 75% of that $36 million, so it's $27 million. And EJ wrote in the chat, even with the insurance, Cole's salary counts against the CBT. But it's $27 million that was freed up. So basically, if the Yankees add $13.5 million, that would be the $27 million in savings from Cole. Obviously, because it's, you know, they pay the double with what they add. I don't care about any of that. Ed, I don't care about any of that. You're the Yankees. You're like, react. And I get it. You don't have to react today. You don't even have to react before opening day. But I don't expect them to take this laying down. If this team struggles and they don't make a move in the first couple months to either add a bat or add an arm, then that tells you everything. That tells you they are good. They are staying put. So 888-808-1019. It's wide open to talk about the Knicks. It's wide open to talk about the Yankees. It's also wide open to talk about Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson, Dangerous. So rumor came out today that Tennessee is interested in Russell Wilson. But if it's between Tennessee and New Jersey, Sierra is bringing all them kids to New Jersey. We might see some goodies at East Rutherford training camp. I'd rather see Russell Wilson come up here. I don't think, you know, and money is obviously going to, you know, have something to do with it. Maybe even terms of the deal, how many years. But I think Giants fans, you're not out on Russell Wilson yet. I know you wanted him a few years ago. Big Mac coming up next. I know a few years ago Big Mac wanted Russell Wilson. Big Mac might be driving here right now. I know he'll be ready to talk about Russ and whether that's the quarterback that you end up with. You missed out on Stafford. You missed out on Aaron Rodgers. Sam Darnold was never coming this way. Justin Fields, between, you know, picking on the, you know, other side of the stadium, the Jets, he was always going to the Jets. So 888-808-1019. Jose is in the Bronx on the Fan. What you got for us?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good, man. Hanging out.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, man. I listen to you every night, man.
Thank you. Thank you for calling as well.
Yeah, listen. My question was to you, right? Is what's going on with the Brock Purdy situation? Because I just think that when you see that dude, I just for some reason believe that he should be a Giant.
Well, I don't think he'll be a Giant because that would leave the 49ers in a situation with no quarterback.
Right, but I understand that part. But isn't he going something like going on with the contract and whatever? Do you think, and we own the number three pick, you think that we could give that number three, that number three pick, and maybe a second rounder, and maybe
No, they used the number three pick to get Trey Lance some years ago. That was a mistake, and then they absolutely just got lucky with Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy. The last thing I heard on Brock Purdy was that they offered him $45 million a year, and he didn't jump on that deal because, I mean, that's closer to the low end. Like, there are guys getting fit over 50, and, you know, he's probably looking at Dak Prescott's contract. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. So will it ever get to a point where, listen, he's not going to sign what they're giving him, so then we could work that trade out? I don't think so, though, right?
No, I don't think they're going to trade him. I think they're going to pay him, and they have time to figure out how to pay him. It's negotiations, you know. It's just going to play out over time. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. Man, this kid made no money. This kid was making less than $1 million, you know, taking them to the NFC Championship, taking them to the Super Bowl.
Right,
they
right.
owe him, and they're going to pay him, but it's just not going to be quickly done. His side, his team, they're going to try and get every dollar they can.
Yeah. All right, then, man. Good talking to you, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy to the Giants, I hadn't heard yet. but, I mean, I don't know. When you said he just looks like a Giant, he actually looks like the opposite of a Giant. He's pretty small out there. He looks like he should be in High School Musical, Brock Purdy. But, yeah, they're trying to get all the money they can. And then, you know, I just read an article before that there was false reporting on the starting offer. All I know is that the Niners were very vocal about getting a deal done with him. They're going to get it done. But when you hear these things, similar to like baseball in New York, when you hear these things, this is leverage. These are leverage plays. When you hear things about, oh, they're far apart, or this offer was low, you know, they're getting public reaction. They're getting people to talk about it. And I think they sorted it out. Shout out to my boy Dre talking about the Knicks. He said, OG Anunoby had a career high 8 assists. Can we get a coach some love too? Can we give Tommy T? Can we give Tom Thibodeau, Tibbs, some love too? Those guys having a day off, a couple days off. Those guys coming together and playing like they did tonight, putting it together in a different way without Brunson. He obviously had a plan. He obviously helped. And shout out to the Knicks and all the stars that they do have stepping up and getting it done. 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. Go for it, Ross.
Keith, how you doing, man? Good talking to you.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, so solid bounce back win. You know, I was screaming for a dominant, you know, first possession to last possession type, you know, stress-free win. And I think we got that tonight. And, I Sacramento, I don't think they're as bad as people think. It's kind of crazy because a couple of years ago, they were kind of like the West Coast version of us. You know, obviously the Mike Brown thing. I actually think I brought up Mike Brown in a couple of weeks ago to you, and, you know, things kind of went south for them, whereas yep. us kind of stayed pat. But, hey, you know, you take your wins where you get them, and, you know, it's just crazy. Like, you see Deuce McBride tonight, was he like 4 for 5 from beyond the arc? I mean, he's really underrated on this team. It's kind of funny. A lot of people talk about some of the transactions Leon Rose made in the past. I think one that doesn't get enough flack.
Paying him,
Quentin Grimes trade.
Yeah, well,
not just that, but you see what Quentin Grimes is doing in Philly right now. Would you like to have that off the bench?
Yeah,
but
see, that's when I go back to like tweaking and changing the team. You move on from Grimes, and like he's figuring it out elsewhere. But at least you know the other take I had about drafting your own a guy like McBride that you drafted and developed, and you decided to pay. He, you know, he's paying some dividends right now when you need him.
No, he's their go-to three threats. So, you know, the fact that they held on to him, because there was kind of, I think, wasn't he rumored to be in the Bridges trade, too? Like, Brooklyn really wanted Deuce in the trade.
He was rumored to be in the Embiid trade and the Giannis trade, yeah.
He's always, like, the go-to. He's always the first one out the door, so the fact that he's still here is kind of a miracle, and, hey, it's still paying dividends. You know, it's good that we have something, you know, positive to talk about. What, you know, one team that calls MSG home, you know, St. John's, obviously, what they're doing. But those Rangers, man, you know, in a season from hell, a season that, you know, the most pessimistic fan couldn't predict, I'd say this past weekend took the cake. You had a little bit of everything. You had, you know, if you like blown leads, you had that on Saturday. If you like just, you know, complete lack of, you know, effort and you know, kind of building on momentum and then just taking your foot off the gas. You had that Sunday night. You say you saw nothing alike out of either goalie. I hear people saying, you know, what's up with Igor not taking the back-to-back? A, he really does take back-to-back. And B, I'd be a total hypocrite if the whole year I said dead-ass would rather have Jonathan Quick in big spots. And look, he didn't have his good stuff, you know, Sunday night. But I guarantee you, Igor, who let up, give or take, 5 or 6 goals against Buffalo of all teams, I'm going to throw him, you know, to the Wolves against Columbus, man. You know, and what are the odds, too, that the two teams right above him in the wild card, and they found every which way to lose to both of them. One had, a possible 4 points, and I'd honestly say the Ottawa one was worse because you saw their true colors that Saturday afternoon game. And the fact that Brady Tkachuk, of all people, too, you know, everybody fell in love with him with the Four Nations. You know, specifically, a lot of Ranger fans like myself would love to see him here one day. I don't know if it's going to happen, but of all people, he's the one that bought the OT winner on the stupid giveaway, man. So this season has just been a total joke, and it's a joke that also this is Sam Rosen's last year, and this is how he's going to
They making the playoffs and making a run, or they're cooked?
Hell no.
Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Not doing too much Rangers talk. They didn't play tonight. We'll have the time coming up soon. I think tonight we're, you know, and, you know, I don't mind if you guys sneak in a take and bring anything to the table that we're not talking about. But I got a bunch of calls still on the Yankees and free agency. Somebody in the chat asked me, who do you think is the most impactful move in free agency in the NFL today? And that it kind of threw me for a loop. But the first thing that surprised me today was Laremy Tunsil. And that wasn't even a free agency move. That was a trade. And it just it tipped me off to the Commanders. I'm like, the Commanders are not playing around out here. Like, they got to, and they shouldn't. They got to the NFC Championship with a rookie quarterback. And so they're doing what you're supposed to do with a rookie quarterback. You're supposed to go for it right now. Former Jet Javon Kinlaw signs with the Commanders. What else surprised me today? I don't know. I'll do some more thinking on that, but thank you for that, AJ Patel in the chat. Thank you for that. That made me think, like, what was the biggest move? What was the most impactful move today? Was it with the quarterbacks? Not really. I guess maybe Justin Fields to the Jets, right? Big question with the Jets fans, who's going to play quarterback? Maybe the biggest move was Justin Fields to signing with the Jets. Other than that, I'm like, I don't know. There's nobody else that I can think of right now. 888-808-1019. I'll get back to that, though. Marty's in Jersey City on the fan. Go for it, Marty.
What's up, man? How you doing, Keith? What's
good, going good.
On? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
So, I'm a Titans fan, right? So, we're in a unique position, like, as far as, like, the number one pick. Do you see, like, maybe, like, a Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning situation where we end up drafting Shador and he forces his way to the Giants?
No, hell no.
Like we're just completely going with Cam.
If you draft Shador Sanders, he's going to play for the Titans. I was watching an interview where, funny enough, when Giants fans were making a big deal over the Giants cleats, they interviewed Deion, and Deion, those are Deion's cleats, first off. And Deion's like, he got everybody cleat. He got Tennessee Titan color cleat. Like, he basically was saying, like, you know, if the Titans, he wants to go as high of a pick as he can go. If Shador Sanders can get drafted number one by the Titans, he's going to the Titans with a smile.
Wow, that's surprising. That's the first time I heard that, because honestly, I just feel like all the comments about him being brash and, you know, like,
yeah, smoke and mirrors,
city,
man. And
in the
like,
middle of nowhere.
You know what I say about Shador? We've never seen this. A rich black quarterback coming in as a top prospect whose dad is a Hall of Famer that everybody knows, that went from an HBCU. He's just like, he's so rare. And like, they want to make it all about everything but what we see from him. What I see from him is he's got great mechanics. He's got great footwork. He keeps his head downfield. He's accurate. He didn't have any offensive line, but somehow he figured out how to have a high completion percentage and be Houdini. What can he do in the NFL with an offensive line, with NFL caliber receivers? Like, this kid is a brain first guy, right? He's thinking about defense. Right. They asked him, who's he modeling his game after? He said Tom Brady. He's not looking to run the ball. He's looking to throw the ball. And he's not super athletic, where he has to be very, like, wise about decision making and reading coverages. I think Shador's going to be fine in the NFL. I think he's going to be better than fine. They're not going to let him fail.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's why everything I'm reading, I'm like, we're going to go with Cam. I'm like, no, that's.
Maybe. And Cam, I think, is going to be good, too, because Cam's story is great, and he's had to overcome a lot. But I think they're trying to knock down Shador. Deion even laughed about it, too. Deion's like, why are they hating on you so much? Because they want you to slip to their team. There's some team that will take him. We don't know who it's going to be. They want him to fall in the draft. I saw a mock draft. Thanks for the call, Marty. I saw a mock draft. I got to go back to my Instagram to find it. All day I'm on Instagram looking for different things. And then, like, if somebody posts something and I got an opportunity to jump in there and, like, have a slick comment, I'll do it. There was a mock draft that had two running backs coming off the board before Shedeur Sanders. And I'm like, this is so dumb. In what NFL, especially now, will we see Ashton Jeanty and Amarian Hampton come off the board? Or maybe they had even Trey Henderson. I got to find that draft. I'm like, this is stupid. All because of the like brash and whatever comments came out. Like, no. Shedeur Sanders is going in the first round. And he may fall to a team, but he's not. Like, this is Deion's kid. They have such a support system around this kid, his brothers, all these other people, that his cousin, all these people that work with them. They're not going to let him fail. He's going to lock in. He only cares about football. He's been rich. He's not going to get distracted. He doesn't have a girl. He doesn't go to the club. He doesn't do any of that stuff. Like, that, I don't know. I'm interested to see where he goes. I think I very well think he could be on the Browns, right? Cam Ward could go number one, or they could trade that pick. He very well could be on the Browns, because the Browns right now, shout out to Kenny Pickett, pride of Ocean Township, the second best quarterback to come out of Ocean Township High School. I mean, he was better than me when he came out. He had, you know, bigger offers, but I got the ring. I got the state championship ring, Kenny. You didn't get the state championship ring. I mean, you did enough at Pitt. I love Kenny Pickett. I was talking to Nick Costos about him, and I talked about how this year Kenny Pickett got to live the dream. He grew up a diehard Eagles fan. So instead of being a backup and competing with Russell Wilson or whoever they brought into Pittsburgh, he voiced his frustration, and I was disappointed in Kenny. I was like, Kenny, you got to hold it down, man. Like, you're a legend out there from the Pitt Panthers. But he voiced his frustration, and Tomlin and Rooney and those guys, they we don't owe you anything. They shipped him out. And all right, yeah, you ship him out closer to home, back closer, 90-minute ride from Ocean Township, New Jersey, where he grew up, and you ship him to his childhood favorite team, to the stadium he grew up going to. He gets to be the backup for the Eagles. They go and win a Super Bowl. I was laughing with Paulie about it. Paulie's like, hey, Kenny went there and broke some of Dan Marino's records at Pitt, and he's got a Super Bowl ring that Dan Marino doesn't have. I'm like, Kenny's living the dream. And now the Eagles trade Kenny to the Cleveland Browns, so he's back in the AFC North, and he'll have a chance to compete, even if they draft Shedeur Sanders. It'll be Shedeur Sanders and Kenny Pickett battling him out. And I mean, I don't know if Shedeur Sanders beats Kenny Pickett. So shout out to Kenny, the pride of Ocean Township. Both of us have put on. I'm trying to think who the if I'm two, I'm definitely not one. I think Kenny had better stats than me too. I was in 1,000-yard club. I think the only record I have at OT still is a touchdown record. I had 6 TDs and one game. I'm giving the nerds on Reddit something to write about, if you don't mind. I don't know who the third guy would be. I think Eddie Conti. Shout out to Eddie Conti, who was a legend at Ocean, playing quarterback, state champion, and then also went to Delaware, was a legend. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm not going to sneak a call in here, but we've got calls on Juan Soto, the Jets and Justin Fields, and the Yankees. And I'm getting into a little bit of the football talk. Still trying to figure out where guys are going to go. Tankathon has Shedeur Sanders to the Giants. And, like, maybe, why not? Why not? He's ready for the bright lights, big city. I would love that. I would love that. If we go into a football season with Justin Fields as the quarterback of the Jets and Shedeur Sanders as the quarterback of the Giants, let's ride. And I don't know, maybe it's Russell Wilson or maybe it's Jameis Winston as the veteran. So maybe you don't see Shedeur Sanders as the week one starter. Maybe that's better for his development as well. I do lean towards Russell Wilson and Sierra coming to the Giants. They made a pit stop here last year and talked to the Giants, but the Giants told Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones is our starting quarterback. How'd that go? I think they'd much rather come to New York than Nashville. And it's to be seen. Joe Milton should be in play for the Giants. The Giants, I think, had an okay day today in free agency, but nobody is like, wow, look at the Giants go. 888-808-1019. Let's take this break here. Knicks are still on the table as well, as I'm watching the highlights. Good game for Josh Hart, you know, not being afraid to shoot and being smart with his shots. He must have been working on that three. So on the table for the last half hour of my show, we've got the Knicks, we've got the Jets and Fields, we've got Juan Soto. And I'll talk a little Mets, too, when we come back to cue up Juan Soto. And, of course, the Yankees with Gerrit Cole and the season right around the corner. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, I got 5 on it. I got 5 calls on it. So let's get to these calls, man. I think you've heard me say enough tonight. Oh, I did say that, you know, I was going to talk Mets a little bit. It's a great time to be a Mets fan. Juan Soto is homering. Mets win 8-0. It is all glorious. Clay Holmes is Cy Young. Mets fans laughing at Yankee fans. The Mets fans was all over my Twitter today. Boy, I couldn't live today. I brought it on myself. I was like, yo, why would they make a mini movie on signing a free agent? It's a little bro behavior. I'm just kidding. To the victor go to spoils, man. Do what you want. He's yours. Juan Soto is yours. If you want to make a YouTube movie, if you want, and that's another thing too I wanted to say. Somebody was like, what do you think this isn't a movie? Like, I think I said to somebody in the replies, everything is a movie now. For the first time in all time, YouTube counted more televisions watching YouTube than tablets. I read that somewhere. I know that's got to be true because all these smart TVs have the YouTube app in them now, and a lot of YouTube videos are being geared towards television. So when you talk about a movie, I haven't been to a movie theater since pre-COVID. So I haven't been to, I can't even tell you the last movie that I saw. I don't go to the movie theater anymore. When I'm talking about a movie, I'm watching docs, I'm watching mini movies, I'm watching YouTube movies, I'm watching streaming movies. And the way that the Mets shot that Juan Soto, whatever the hell it was called, I don't know, there was a name for it, The Pursuit or something like that, it looked like a movie. They made it look like a movie. They're like, there's free agents, then there's free agents. There's Glazen, then there's the amazing Glazen Mets. Jimmy's in Queens. Jimmy, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, you know, bringing it home.
I'm good. Before I get into my Mets Yankees Juan Soto point, I find it funny the whole dynamic between the fan bases right now, because we're both just infighting and we don't even realize, or we're not acknowledging, that we have a common enemy right now in the Dodgers. If you look under any of these injury posts for either our teams, sure, there's some Mets Yankees in there. It's mostly Dodgers fans laughing, smiling,
oh,
making
yeah.
jokes.
Oh, they're chilling right now. They don't think that there's any competition for them. They think, like, I mean, going off of last year, right, they knocked both New York teams down en route to the World Series. They're laughing at us. They're cracking jokes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just found that funny. But then with the whole, like, I think Mets fans, we got to chill out with the whole, like you said, Clay Holmes, Cy Young thing and all this, like, I don't know, like Juan Soto to the World Series and everything. But I also think, like, Yankees fans, like, the whole reason this documentary is being made is because Yankee fans are going crazy calling this guy a pig
sure.
for the money and everything. Like, Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees, basically calling Joel Sherman the other day, he's a money-hungry mama's boy. Like, they're going crazy.
What I was saying was, like, bro, we don't need the podcast and we don't need the saving face, but, you know, yeah, what it is them controlling the narrative. What it is they can put stuff out like this to say, au contraire, you guys say it's the money, but we can point to these different things and we have proof. So it is what it is. But I think ultimately you can't say it's not the money when it's the, like, we still haven't, I haven't seen any proof of any other larger contracts. It's the largest contract in the history of sports. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think that podcast where he said it was supposed to come out yesterday, I haven't seen anything from it. So I don't know what happened there. And it's in Spanish, so I won't get it anyway. But
yeah, I don't know.
I just think, like, the vitriol is at an all-time high. And it's just like, and it's like killing both teams. Like, the teams are falling apart by the piece right now.
Well, the teams aren't falling apart. I mean, well, the injuries, yeah. And I don't think it's because of the vitriol. I just think it's baseball. I think it's what happens when you get going and doing baseball activities. And you know what? Like, I can't wait for these games to start. I was just saying to someone in my chat before, I'm like, because they're like, oh, Yankees are cooked. Well, I'm like, okay, what happens in 2 months if the Yankees have a better record than the Mets without, you know what I'm saying? Like, are Yankee fans going to start proclaiming, we're better than you? No, it's a good start. Like, this is a long road. It's a long season. None of us know what's about to happen.
For sure. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. 888-808-1019. I mean, but this is part of it, too. How many seasons of your life have the Mets been better than the Yankees? Not many. How many seasons back-to-back have the Mets made the World Series? Not many. I think I did hear Evan reference my tweet and say something like, you know, the video is not for Keith. And, like, as Mets fans, we can't act like we've been there. Because that's what I was saying. I'm like, act like you've been there. You're making a documentary on signing a player? I get it. And Evan's like, it's the same thing as Hard Knocks. And no, it's not. And I think Morash kind of fought him on that. Like, no, it's not. Hard Knocks is like a yearly thing that we look forward to. Bum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum. Like Hard Knocks kicks off like NFL is back. You can't wait for that first week of August. Like, it doesn't matter. It could be the Atlanta Falcons. It could be whoever. I watched in-season Hard Knocks with the Miami Dolphins last year. That's different. But to make your own production on signing a player, man, that player better be good. Man, he is good. And I'm not going to act like Juan Soto's not going to post. He absolutely is going to post. Ben is in MassBeth on The Fan next. Go for it, Ben.
Hey, what's going on? Doing a good job. First time calling your show.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. What you got?
Hey, I'll be quick. Just want to say, Jets fan, happy to have Fields. I got my season tickets in 18. Well, we picked up Darnold, you know, so I was expecting good things. And I mean, you've seen what's happened. If you're a Jets fan, I don't know how you're not excited. You know, the kid has the skill set. We've seen it. I just think he's probably been in the wrong situation. And I don't know, something about New York, I think it's going to bring out the best in him. You know, new head coach. He's got the pieces in place already. And we have a high draft pick, so maybe we can get something to complement. I'm happy. I'm happy with this pick. When I saw the notification on my phone, I was relieved. So, you know, if we don't do well with this guy, I'm okay with it. At least we gave, you know, a legitimate cornerback a shot. And, you know, we got time to figure things out. But I expect good things from him. I think it'll work. And hopefully if we can get a winning season out of this, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think you can figure something out. Thanks for the call, Ben. I mean, with Justin Fields, I just think that other teams would have definitely got him. And obviously he leaned Jets for multiple different reasons, the chance to be the starter, reconnect with Garrett Wilson. And I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. As much as we talk about a motivated Aaron Rodgers that would be with the Giants, like, this guy wants to prove the Steelers wrong, the Bears wrong, the NFL wrong. He's young. He still can run, and I think he can keep improving with his arm. And I think that they're going to bring him in to this offense and this system and really work with him. I love the threat that he is when you get into the red zone. He can run it in. He can throw it in. Short yardage, he stays on the field. They need to, like, really make this a running team. They got so far away from the run. Like, this needs to be a team where they are setting up the run so they can run play action, maybe even some zone read stuff with Justin Fields, and that's the way of the NFL. That's what Lamar Jackson is doing, being up there as MVP. That's what Josh Allen is doing, you know, with his ridiculous contract. They got to try and make him in the mold of that. And I think he's going to be good. I think fans are going to like his style of play, but there's much to be seen. They still have a lot of other gaps. Who's going to be right tackle? Who's catching the ball? And that defense needs to get worked out too. But Justin Fields, I think you should be more excited about being the Jets quarterback than not. I'd be more excited about him than another year Aaron Rodgers. This guy's not scared of taking hits. Aaron Rodgers is cooked. Aaron Rodgers is done. And, like, it's over. Especially with this new regime. Now, Jets fans, I know it sucks because it happens every few years. But now you're starting over. New quarterback, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new GM. Fingers crossed. Landon is in Verona next up on the Fan. What's up, Landon?
How's it going, Keith? First time calling the show. I appreciate you taking my call. I just got two quick things to point out. First thing I wanted to talk about is these past couple months, these Yankees have been dropping like flies. You know, Cole, Heel, and Stan with the elbows. I just want to ask what you think, what direction they're going to go in the season, and, you know, how they're kind of going to fill in those roles.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie and act like I think they're going to come out hot and winning and be in first place. I just think that it's a long season. Anything could happen. And maybe that, you know, everything happens for a reason. Maybe they sneak in as a wild card and get hot and lean on their experience from this past year. Maybe, you know, they're not a team that's in it, but then they go for it at the deadline and they rally. Like, I don't know. This isn't ideal. This isn't what you want. You know, coming off of last year, like, if you could have predicted this, we would have said, no, this isn't what we want. Lose the World Series, lose Juan Soto, lose Stanton, lose Heel, lose Cole. Like, no, it sucks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know. I love the team. I love the sport. I love the fans. I love the stadium too much to pack up and be like, season's over. Nah, let's ride. Let's see what happens.
Good point. And then quick to the Jets, just real quick. I saw a report the other day, and my whole family's, you know, Dolphin fans, but I'm really the only Jet fan. And I saw some report that the new Jets head coach that was coming in with the new general manager, all that stuff, they were looking to place bounties on Tua Tagovailoa's head. Like, some crazy stuff. I just wanted to know if you think that's true or not.
Nah, I don't know about that. Remember Bounty Gate? Remember what went on with the Saints? And
I know.
Why am I blank? I can see this guy's gray hair and his glasses. I'm blanking on the defensive coordinator. Ugh, I hate when this happens. Greg.
I don't remember.
The defensive coordinator. I'm there. Bounty Gate. Greg. I don't know. I'm blanking.
Oh,
on this
I'm guy. Not sure.
No,
I know what you're
Greg Williams.
About,
Greg Williams. Greg Williams was the defensive coordinator during all of that. And listen, they've been doing that forever. hey, $500, you knocked a quarterback out, or $1,000, you concuss a guy. Like, the NFL used to be really violent. Now it's you know, they try to, you know, protect people and roughing the passer, an illegal helmet or illegal hit, you know, illegal use of the helmet. We're fining you for those type of things.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Keith. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Landon. 888-808-1019. Appreciate you guys that decide to make your first calls in the, you know, 1 a.m. hour. Big Mac is in the bullpen warming up. Coming up at 2. Let me continue to take my calls before we get up out of here. Kevin in Rhode Island on the fan next. You got it, bro.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, brother?
You know, watching this thing in here with the Knicks, OG Anunoby, they're going back, I guess, to his draft night and all this other stuff after the game. I need to change the channel, actually.
That's cool. I was want to talk to you about the Giants and see what they're doing about the quarterback.
No, they got to do something. They've missed out on Stafford trying to go for him. And well, then Rodgers.
What I was going to ask you is, should we do Chador or Cam Ward? Should we, like, kind of trade up to get Cam Ward, or should we go Chador?
I would try to trade up to get Cam Ward, only in this regard. I just think that he comes with less attention and less baggage and less, like, just like, and he's the number one. Everybody's saying that he's the number one clear-cut quarterback. So if you're trying to get a quarterback in this draft,
agree.
Go get the best guy. But I don't want to undersell Chador. And I also don't want to undersell staying at 3 and Chador potentially being there at 3 and not giving up all of those assets for the number one pick, which you had when you lost 10 games in a row, but you had to go beat the Colts, get that one win at home and lost it. So, like, I don't know. It's just a pretty penny. It's a high price. You got to give up the first this year, which whatever, but then the first next year and, like, a third round. I forget what else they were saying the Giants would have to give up.
I know. That's where I don't want to give up a lot to get.
Like, is Cam Ward that much better than Chador at 3 to give all that up? Like, I don't know if he's that much better.
Yeah, I don't want to give up a lot to give up Cam Ward, but at the same time,
Cam Ward could be a bust too.
Yeah, no, it's a very bad quarterback year as far as
what everybody's saying and evaluations.
Well, if you look at the quarterbacks last year, and then the quarterbacks this year, not a good year for quarterbacks.
Compared to last year, no. But you know what? Last year, we didn't know Bo Nix was going to be Bo Nix. We didn't know Michael Penix was going to go in the top 10.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we didn't know that. But who knows? Maybe Cam Ward is going to be great. We don't know.
I think he is. I think if he gets in the right situation, he's got the attitude, the competitiveness, the arm. Like, he could be.
And I've been watching a lot of his highlights this week, and I'm like, oh, I really do want to get him. But yeah, I don't want to trade, like, draft picks or...
No, you don't want to have to give up next year's first, a third round. I got to go look. I know somebody had the, like, points and, like, how that was set up, and it's just like, I don't know, the principle...
Saying, like, give a first-round pick for next year. I'm like, no, I'm not giving another... I'm not giving
the principle of, like,
first-round pick
you had
year.
The first overall pick during the season, and then you won one game to blow that, and then, like, you have to give up assets to get it back? Nah, just stay put. Because you were, like,
stay put. Suck this year and...
We got to chill with that. Like, Tiki doesn't want the tank talk. You can't say suck this year. You can't say lose out and get Archie Manning next year.
I know. It's just like, let's get Arch next year. It's like, I don't know. Are we doing the Manning thing again?
No, I don't think it's that easy. He might not come out, and you might not be picking high enough, and other teams are going to want him too.
Who knows if he's even that good?
I think he's pretty good. Know? Thanks for the call, Kevin. But he's still got to go out there and prove it. 888-808-1019. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, you know, Tiki with the tanking and his rant on tanking. He's tired of it. He says, if you call this station talking about tanking, if you call his show and you suggest tanking, he said he's going to hang up on you and ban you from the station. So y'all stop that. Like, don't do that. Tiki was in here wearing his New York Giants sweater today. He told y'all, players don't tank. Coaches don't tank. And rookies suck. I wonder what rookies it was that like really got under Tiki's skin during his career with the Giants, where he's like, he says that a lot. I've seen some really good rookies in the last few years. I saw Jaden Daniels might be one of the best rookies ever. Tiki's always talking about rookies suck. I'm like, who was it that Tiki was around that was drafted by the Giants and he was like, this guy's trash? All right, let me take my last call and get out of here. I did have something else that I lost in my train of thought. Maybe it'll come back to me. I don't know. Think about the Giants, the pick. I don't know. I just can't justify. Oh, I know. Like, this is what I was going to say. John Mara, you can't okay them to trade for the first overall pick because you were okay with losing the first overall pick by beating the Colts. You picking up what I'm putting down? You had the number one overall pick, and you pushed them to go out there and beat the Colts. And I know, Drew Lock, greatest game ever, players don't tank. But if I'm John Mara, I would have told him, don't you dare. I don't care about the planes. I don't care about the ticket prices. Don't you dare. We have the number one pick. We are at the top of the food chain. Like, we're the ones that can be fielding calls about what they want to trade to us. Since you were okay with them winning that game and giving away that number one pick, you can't be okay with them giving up I don't know. It's ass backwards. You can't okay it. Sit there and take Shedeur Sanders. Jonathan in Los Angeles, I got you in there before we close.
My guy, Keith, bro, I seen your post. And amen, bro. Amen to that. I mean, you could have said any better, bro. And let me tell you something, bro. I called in on Saturday. I think Anthony Gallo was there. Bro, he was saying all this nonsense. Like, you know what? It's crumbling. Everything is coming down for the Yankees. It's panic time. I called in, bro, and I put him straight, bro. Like, you know what? Come on, man. Look at the Dodgers, how they won it with the rotation.
Shout out to Gallo. Bro, commented on Gallo's Instagram and TikTok, just messing with him. I'm like, yo, you Mets fans are celebrating our injuries like they're wins for you. Like, why are you smiling talking about the Yankees crumbling and telling Yankee fans to hit the panic button? We're not hitting panic. We're ready to ride. Like, there are a lot of Mets fans smiling because they're thinking that, like, oh, the Yankees are cooked. It's our time. Not so fast.
It's crumbling. Yeah, man, and I ended up finding out that he's a Mets fan, so it's only right. It's only few Mets fans that I respect, which is Evan and Al Cintron. They say it as it is. I heard Evan earlier saying it that, you know, that rotation that we got, I mean, we feel good, bro. There's nothing to worry about. And, last time my wife, she's like, now that Cole is out, are you still going to go to opening day?
Hell yeah.
Like, come on, man. Of course. Go Yanks, bro, no matter what, man. We got this.
Great call, Jonathan. Jonathan's coming all the way from L.A. to New York for opening day. I don't care if it's Garrett Cole. I don't care if it's Marcus Stroman. I don't care if it's Max Fried. I don't know if they're going to get Max Fried. Maybe they should. Go ahead. He's finishing his career here. Let Max Fried take the ball on opening day in Yankee Stadium on national television for the world to see. All right. I'm going to go home, try to sleep. Yeah, that won't work. C-Mac is coming up next. Keep it locked right here. Thanks for listening to my show. You're listening to The Fan in New York. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.